WrestleMania 39 is already looking like possibly one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time. We're going to run down this potential match card right here on the No Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. What is going on, guys? Before we get into this video, I want to remind you that every single Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube video is also available on audio platforms, as you can see, linked down below. But WrestleMania 39, man, coming up, I believe, April 1st and April 2nd are the dates this year. SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles, California, and we already have two official matches signed, but on top of that, we got a lot of speculating, a lot of rumored matches, a lot of matches that look like they are the obvious choices to end up on this WrestleMania card, whether that be Night 1 or Night 2. And overall, between both nights, WrestleMania is looking great so far, and obviously we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves here. Things could change, but I think, you know, I got 9 matches here that are, like, in my eyes, set in stone, you know, without being official, and then there's still 4 or 5 other matches that we could sit here and rumor about, and that's, you know, spread out between 2 nights. So I think WrestleMania this year is going to be a good one, man. And for somebody who stopped watching on WWE on a weekly basis after WrestleMania 35 and only watched the pay-per-views, I even really enjoyed WrestleMania 38 last year for what it was. I didn't start watching full-time again until SummerSlam when Triple H took over creative, and now I've been more invested than I've been in years. But this year has the ability to top last year, has the ability to top the year before that. Like I said, I think we are heading towards, if everything goes as planned and, you know, delivers, one of the greatest WrestleManias between both nights of all time. So far, we obviously have the two matches announced, which are Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, which I made a video talking about the other day. You guys can go check that out right up in the cards. That is going to be great. I'm so excited for the build to that matchup as well. The promos between both guys, I think, are going to be fan-freaking-tastic, and I do believe they are going to put on one of the greatest WrestleMania main events of all time. The biggest babyface in the company, the biggest heel in the company, the two biggest stars in the company, or at least two of the biggest stars in the company. Obviously, Roman Reigns being the biggest, Cody being one of the biggest, but it just feels like WrestleMania. It's what WrestleMania is all about. The title's on the line. It is going to be great. I cannot wait for that matchup. Also confirmed, we have Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship, which I might make a video breaking that video down a little bit more and speculating on the Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania. And listen, man, I don't hate the Charlotte versus Rhea match. As I think I said in one of these recent videos this week, I believe it was the Elimination Chamber early preview, as long as Rhea Ripley walks out of WrestleMania with the championship, I was going to be happy. She won the Rumble. That was a great choice. That was the correct choice. Now all she's got to do is walk out of WrestleMania holding some gold. And whether that was beating Bianca Belair or defeating Charlotte Flair, I'll take either. And if it main events Night 1, then so be it. I don't think it should main event Night 1. I honestly think the next match we're going to talk about, I think, would be a historic main event for Night 1. But regardless of whether it main events or not, as long as Rhea Ripley walks out of that match with Charlotte as the SmackDown Women's Champion, you're going to get a thumbs up from me. And they haven't had bad matches. I mean, they had the WrestleMania 36 match, which was the WrestleMania in the Performance Center, but from what I remember, that was a good match. And then I believe they wrestled again, at least notable match-wise, at Money in the Bank 2021, which is the first, you know, pay-per-view back in front of a live crowd. I remember that being a half-decent match as well, so I'm sure WrestleMania will be good as long as the Nightmare Rhea Ripley leaves with gold. Gotta be 2 thumbs up from me. The match that I believe should main event Night 1, because Cody Rhodes versus Roman, obviously gonna main event WrestleMania Sunday, but as for WrestleMania Saturday, I think you could make some big time history here by not having the first tag team main event in WrestleMania history, even though it would be the first one since, I believe, WrestleMania 1. But you guys know where I'm going with this. The first ever, I think, WWE Tag Team Championship match in the main event of WrestleMania. The Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. This, whether it's the main event or not, this is going to happen at WrestleMania anyway, and it's going to be fan-freaking-tastic. The story speaks for itself. I don't need to dive too deep into it. But either way, I think we're going to be getting at WrestleMania. But I just wanted to throw that tidbit out there because I think this would be a perfect main event for WrestleMania Sunday. Have this on, or excuse me, on WrestleMania Saturday. Have this on Saturday, and then Cody versus Roman on Sunday. And if that's not the case, then like you should honestly do this match in the opener on Sunday and have everything fall apart for the Bloodline on WrestleMania Sunday. But my preferred choice, not that it really matters, but I'm just throwing it out there anyway. I think it would be a big deal, history-making moment if Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defeated the Usos in the WrestleMania main event on Saturday night to become the Undisputed Tag Team Champions. Just throwing that out there, I think that'd be a great idea. Other matches we're looking at for WrestleMania, Logan Paul versus Seth Rollins. We obviously planted the seeds for this in the Royal Rumble match, Logan Paul dumping Seth Rollins out of there. And as we've talked about a couple of times in videos, if it wasn't going to be him and Cody Rhodes again, which I'm happy it's not, Seth Rollins had nothing to do at WrestleMania. It was either Cody or fill in the blank, because he wasn't going to face Bobby Lashley or Austin Theory again for the United States title. He's been there, done that for the last 4 or 5 months. Who is he going to face? I think Logan Paul is a great option. Now that Logan Paul isn't facing John Cena like he was rumored that he might, that frees up John Cena for something else, which even though Logan versus Cena would have been great, I prefer to have Cena in this other matchup, which we'll talk about. But Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul hits it out of the park, and then a mile past the park every single time he's been in the ring, what's it been, four or five times by now. And he's killed it every time. So him and Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, they're going to freaking tear down the house. Might be literally one of the best matches of the entire weekend. Again, one of those that we're now getting into the rumored matches here, but I do believe this will be happening at the show of shows. Speaking of John Cena, and listen, I know this is kind of a polarizing matchup. I think there's a lot of people like me who want to see it, and then I think there's a lot of other people who don't like the guy that Cena might face just in general, and they have no interest in seeing this match. But I like it, especially because a lot of people think I look like the guy, so I'm a big fan of him. Cena versus Austin Theory, and it is that passing of the torch matchup. If Austin Theory is going to be the next big thing, if Austin Theory might be the next John Cena, he might end up being a better heel Randy Orton like guy down the line. But regardless, Austin Theory is obviously going to be a big deal for years to come in WWE. Him defeating John Cena at WrestleMania would do wonders for him. Whether that's for the United States Championship or not remains to be seen. Rollins could win the title and put it on the line against Logan Paul. I don't think that's the case, or they might take the US title and give it to some of the, you know, other guys, the guys who you might not expect to be on WrestleMania. You know, they got Johnny Gargano and Bronson Reed in the Elimination Chamber, which I love. Damian Priest, I think, will, along with, I think, Montez Ford, will be the two guys qualifying for those last two spots. Do I expect any of those four guys to walk away from the chamber as the champion? No. It's either going to be Rollins or Theory, and I think Theory's best bet. So this will probably be for the U.S. title, but it doesn't really need it. I think the story pretty much writes itself. Austin Theory's already been kind of teasing this for a while now, calling himself the champ, and then also doing the champ is here, and this, that, and the other. I think this is where we're heading for WrestleMania, Theory versus Cena, and I think it's going to be a great match. Cena's going to make Theory look like $1 billion, and it's going to do wonders for Austin Theory, especially if he defeats John Cena at WrestleMania. You got Edge versus Finn Balor. I think at the Elimination Chamber, we'll get some kind of mixed tag match. I threw out the idea the other day that maybe we'll get a six-person tag match with Edge, Beth, and Cody Rhodes versus Finn, Dominic, and Rhea Ripley, or whether Cody Rhodes and it's a six-person tag or not. I do believe we will get a mixed tag at Elimination Chamber. When it comes to WrestleMania, Edge versus Finn Balor, a lot of people have been, you know, really pointing this out. Brood Edge specifically versus returning Demon Finn Balor, possibly in like a black and purple getup to match the Judgment Day theme, would be sick. And especially if they put it inside Hell in the Cell. You guys remember back in December, we were rumoring here on the channel that it was going around online that we might be getting Edge versus Finn at the Royal Rumble inside Hell in the Cell. That obviously did not happen, but we could always get Edge versus Finn in Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania. Regardless of the stipulation, I think we're going to get that match either way, which is going to be great. That is, obviously, we got the one-on-one match in the I Quit at Extreme Rules, but I think WrestleMania, they're going to take it to a whole nother level, especially because this will possibly be Edge's last WrestleMania if he doesn't push it one more year. Remains to be seen, but Edge and Finn Balor, definitely going to be something to look forward to. You got Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley going to complete their trilogy of matches, which I know a lot of people are hot and cold on. A lot of people aren't a big fan. A lot of people really don't care. I don't, like, care super much about the feud, but, like, you know, I'll take it, you know, at WrestleMania, especially if they put some kind of stipulation on it. This, if anything, Edge and Finn Balor don't need it, even though, you know, the what am I trying to say? The status of the storyline feels like it should be like a big Hell in the Cell match or something like that. But they don't need it. They can go out there and have a great wrestling match and, you know, still tell a great story and all that stuff. Lesnar and Lashley, though, I think would definitely benefit from a stipulation match at WrestleMania, whether that being they get a Hell in the Cell match, whether it's a last man standing match, whether it's just a street fight or something like that. I'm pretty sure Crown Jewel was a no-holds-barred match, and they, I don't remember them doing too much there. So, you know, hopefully they can up the ante a little bit if it's at WrestleMania and make this their best match yet. Remains to be seen, but obviously they've already been working towards this at Raw 30 and the Royal Rumble, so I do believe we will get Lashley versus Lesnar 3 at WrestleMania. Another match that I think is a shoe-in for WrestleMania, Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio, and possibly Rey Mysterio's retirement match. My heart doesn't want to see it, my favorite wrestler of all time, but I'm mentally prepared for it. You know, I'm just glad we got this last, you know, 4 or 5 years, whatever it's been, for Rey Mysterio in WWE. I've enjoyed it as much as I could, and you know, I'm just happy that he would get to go out on his terms versus Dominic Mysterio at WrestleMania and not get the shaft like Kurt Angle did in his last match. So Dominic versus Rey, definitely I think we'll see it at WrestleMania. And it might not be Rey's last match. A lot of people rumored they might do like a mask versus hair match, and Rey might keep going post-WrestleMania. Remains to be seen, but it could possibly be Rey's last match. Regardless of the stipulation, though, Dominic versus Rey at WrestleMania one-on-one, I think it's definitely going to happen. I think they're continuing to build towards it here and there. We got some advancement at the Royal Rumble, and I think they've done a great job with keeping us interested in this feud with Rey Mysterio still being on SmackDown and not constantly involved with Dominic. I think they've done a great job, and I think tomorrow, well, this video is going to go up on Friday, so tonight on SmackDown, we might get, you know, some kind of interview with Rey Mysterio discussing the Dominic situation and getting even more advancement as we get closer to WrestleMania. So Dominic versus Rey, I think, is definitely a shoo-in. Speaking of SmackDown, I think we'll have some combination of Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre for the Intercontinental Championship. Might just be Gunther versus Sheamus one-on-one. Might just be Gunther versus Drew McIntyre one-on-one. But I think the ideal situation here is a triple threat match with Sheamus walking out the Intercontinental Champion. I know a lot of people want Gunther to possibly go past WrestleMania, and retain the Intercontinental Championship and become possibly the longest reigning Intercontinental Champ of all time. I might be wrong on that, or at least second or something like that. And just, you know, break a record, which would be great for Gunther, but Sheamus winning that Intercontinental Championship for the first time, I think, is more important. And what better way to do it than at WrestleMania? Sure, you don't get the actual trilogy matchup between Gunther and Sheamus because you're adding Drew McIntyre in there, but I think you're setting yourself up for a possible great Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre feud if they wanted to turn one of them heel after WrestleMania and they could battle it out for the Intercontinental Championship. Gunther could move in to a world title picture. That's just, you know, speculating past WrestleMania, not diving too deep into that, but I think ideal situation that a lot of people are saying anyway, Gunther, Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, triple threat for the Intercontinental Championship is the way to go at WrestleMania. And then besides that, man, like, we got the Raw Women's Championship match, which we know the number one contender will be decided in the Elimination Chamber. I think Bianca will either defend against Asuka or a dark horse in Raquel Rodriguez, but I think best bet is Asuka. And I talked about this, I believe, again, in my early Elimination Chamber preview video the other day. We might possibly get Asuka turning heel on the road to WrestleMania and facing Bianca for the title and dethroning Bianca for the title at WrestleMania. I would love to see it. This new getup for Asuka is great. Obviously, it's a, you know, rendition of what she did in Japan, but as I mentioned before, I don't know any of her previous work that well from before WWE, so I'm just not diving too into that. But obviously, you know, that's what it's based off of. And the more the merrier. You know, she's got this new look, especially if they turn her heel, it'll be a whole new Asuka. So her beating Bianca at WrestleMania, I think, will be great. Besides that, we got some other big names that you still need to find WrestleMania matches for. Bray Wyatt, I think the only big name that makes sense on SmackDown as Bray Wyatt's, you know, one of the top baby faces would be Karrion Kross. I know a lot of people really aren't fond of Karrion Kross for one reason or another. I like Kross. I don't think, a lot of people think he's shit the bed since coming back to WWE. I do not think that's the case. But, you know, I'm not sitting here saying he's also the best professional wrestler in the world either. I think him and Ray last week on SmackDown, I thought it was a great match, and I enjoyed both of his matches with McIntyre. So I don't really get the narrative a lot of people have out there versus Karrion Kross. Regardless, him versus Bray Wyatt, I think, is a big, like, non-title matchup for the SmackDown guys at WrestleMania. But regardless, you know, Bray Wyatt, at least specifically, I think, will end up on the card. You have the women's tag team title match. I'm not sure what they're going to do there because there's only so many tag teams in the women's division. They usually always end up doing a multi team matchup at WrestleMania for the tag team titles for the women. So maybe we'll get that again. You also have Becky Lynch that you have to factor into plans, because, you know, Bayley might miss WrestleMania, but Becky Lynch, on the other hand, will not miss WrestleMania. So whether that's her, you know, teaming up with somebody, you know, I don't know who that may be, and taking the tag team titles from Damage Control, whether that's Damage Control versus Becky and two partners in a six-woman tag, I don't know. Whether that's Becky and Bayley stretching their, well, no, they're facing on Raw this Monday in the cage match, so I don't think they'll stretch their feud to WrestleMania. That'd be way too long anyway. But I don't know. So there's the two other things to factor in. That's definitely specifically a Becky Lynch match. And the only other two things, these are more just ideas instead of things that I think are definitely gonna happen on the show one way or another, is if Matt Riddle comes back before WrestleMania, I do believe there is one match that I would love to see. Obviously, the Randy Orton thing would be great, but God only knows when Randy Orton's going to be back, so I didn't bother mentioning that. But if Matt Riddle comes back before WrestleMania, and now's where we're just kind of, you know, talking out of our ass here, him versus Solo Sikoa would be a nice one-on-one, simple Raw match, just kind of like how we had a one-on-one, you know, simple match between Bray and Karrion Kross for the SmackDown guys. Well, I guess Solo Sikoa is technically on SmackDown, so regardless. But Matt Riddle versus Solo Sikoa, one-on-one at WrestleMania, if Riddle's back in time, going after the guy that put him on the shelf, specifically Solo, and the rest of the bloodlines on the show. So even though Solo doesn't necessarily have to be, because he can be at ringside for the other two matches, him versus Riddle would be, you know, a nice matchup to put on the card, but that's just a random idea. And then one other thing I wanted to talk about here to kind of round out this video, and this is just a personal idea. We got, you know, Triple H has brought back some tag teams, has reunited some tag teams, you know, he's bolstered up the tag team division a little bit ever since he took over creative. One thing that I would love to say, and we always get it this time of year, but we get it in NXT, we should get, and on the road to WrestleMania, on the main roster, Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic that concludes at WrestleMania. Have a Raw side, have a SmackDown side, and the finals take place at WrestleMania. And then the winners can also, you know, receive a tag team title shot post-WrestleMania. That's just a random idea, just like the Riddle and Solo matchup. Just kind of, you know, ballparking some stuff that I think could or realistically happen at WrestleMania. But I think that'd be a great idea, man. They do it for NXT every year. They do a men's one, they do a women's one. I don't know how you can really do a women's one on the main roster unless you did a just overall Raw, SmackDown, and NXT men's Dusty Classic and women's Dusty Classic. Then you could get a little bit more creative with it and then possibly put some NXT people on WrestleMania if they're getting called up. So it opens up some possibilities. But I think that'd be a great idea. Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, whether it's just for the main roster or whether it's for all of WWE, that concludes at WrestleMania and can give you a reason to get some extra guys and extra gals on the show. But that's just a random idea from me. But anyways, guys, WrestleMania 39 so far is looking like it's going to be a great show. Out of all these potential matches and the two that are confirmed, what are you looking forward to the most come WrestleMania in April? Let me know down below in the comments. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. As I mentioned earlier, every single video is available on audio platforms, so go check it out. And we will be back with more content right here on the No Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. So thank you guys for checking this out, this video, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace. We'll be right back.